Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can listen to my radio show and hear what I've put down for your listening pleasure. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? The weather's beautiful in Vegas, and I want to say it's a beautiful place to come visit right now, but the virus is here, and they're shutting everything down. The casinos are shutting down, so it ain't a whole lot of places to come and entertain yourself. But I did hear somebody played at one of the casinos, and he won $15 million. All right, well, that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time, though. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm still doing my radio show.
There was a farmer that went to the county fair, and him and his wife were looking at all the rides, and they decided they wanted to ride on this airplane ride. And they were watching the ride go around, and they said they went to the operator and asked him how much it cost to ride on their airplane ride. And the operator said it's $10 per person. And the farmer said, wow, that's kind of cheap, kind of expensive. And the operator said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without making any noise, then the ride is on the house. Otherwise, you got to pay $10 a person. And the farmer said, okay, that sounds like a deal. I'll take it. So the operator loaded them on the airplane for the ride, and then he started the ride. And at the end of the ride, he stopped the ride, and the farmer got off the ride. And he said, wow, I can't believe it. You guys were really quiet. In fact, I wouldn't have believed you were on the ride at all, except I put you on the ride personally. So I know you were on the ride. And the farmer said, yeah, it was really hard being quiet, especially when my wife fell out.
DJ Papa D, take us into another song, and we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
Hello, Bubba. Yes, it's your friendly phone fanatic again. Oh, yeah, I'm loaded with verbal rap ability, Bubba. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothing that'll wet your eardrums.
I'd like to,
yeah. Oh, can I make sweet love to you, baby?
What I'd like to do would be good to you.
I guess you'd call me an obscene phone call. I'm not a storyteller, though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love-like, baby. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You.
Wow.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
All right. Now, let's talk sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Welcome to Major League Baseball for September 23rd, 2021. We'll begin with the American League. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 94 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox, who have 88 wins. And in third place, it's the New York Yankees with 86 wins. In the American League Central, it's the Chicago White Sox on top with 85 wins. And in second place, it's the Cleveland Guardians with 74 wins and 76 losses. And in third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 74 wins and 78 losses. And in the American League West, on top, it's the Houston Astros with 91 wins, followed by the Seattle Mariners with 83 wins. And in third place, it's the Oakland A's with 82 wins. In the National League East, it's the Atlanta Braves on top with 80 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 78 wins. And in third place, it's the New York Mets with 73 wins. In the National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers on top with 91 wins, followed by the St. Louis Cardinals with 82 wins. And in third place, it's the Cincinnati Reds with 78 wins. And finally, in the National League West, it's the San Francisco Giants on top with 99 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers with 97 wins. And in third place, it's the San Diego Padres with 76 wins. And that is Major League Baseball for September 23rd, 2021.
To the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Buy me some peanuts, some Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root.
That's right. NFL football season.
It's beginning to look a lot like football.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start NFL football.
All right, week three of NFL football. You there, Z-Money? Ready to go?
Yep, I'm here. DJ Papa D, I'm back. So let's talk NFL football. I'm ready to pick a winner, about 16 of them, actually. So let's do it.
All right. Game number one is tonight, and it's the Carolina Panthers playing the Texans in Houston. And Sportsbook has given the Texans 8.5 points with 43 total points. What's your pick, G-Money?
I'm picking the Carolina Panthers to win, and the total points will probably be over what the sports book picked.
All right, Panthers and over. Game number two, which is Sunday, the Indianapolis Colts playing the Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Colts 5 points. Total points is 40.
40 points? Well, I'm going to pick the Tennessee Titans to win the game. And the score will probably be over 43 points.
All right. Next up, game number three, the Atlanta Falcons are playing the Giants in New York. And they're giving the Falcons 3. Total points, 47.5.
So, the sports book is picking the Falcons to win? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. They're giving the Falcons 3 points. So, they're giving...
3 points. They're giving the Giants. They're saying the Giants are going to win. Okay, that's my prediction. I predict the Giants are going to win. And the total points, it'll probably be about 35 points. So it'll be the Giants and under, I think.
Giants and under. Game number four, the L.A. Chargers playing the Chiefs in Kansas City. And they're giving the Chargers 6.5 points.
Yeah, well, the Chargers will probably need a little more than 6.5 points. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs, and it'll probably be over what the sports books are saying the total score will be. So
54.5 points?
Yeah, because I think San Diego's going to play a good game. It's just the Kansas City's going to score a lot more points. So Kansas City with the win, and it's going to be over the total point.
All right, game number five, Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Bengals 3 points.
Yeah, the Bengals are going to need the point. And who did you say they're playing? Cincinnati's playing?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh is on a winning streak right now. So I'm going to pick Pittsburgh to beat Cincinnati. And they're playing in Pittsburgh, I think, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh. And what's the total points again for the game? What's the sports
total points? 44.
44? I don't think it'll be that many points scored. I think it'll be Pittsburgh and under.
All right, Pittsburgh and under. Game number six, the Chicago Bears are playing the Browns in Cleveland. And they're giving the Bears 6.5 points.
Oh, they're giving the Bears 6.5. Well, I'm taking Cleveland to win.
And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 45.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cleveland Browns and the over.
All right, Cleveland and over.
Yep.
All right, game number 7. The Baltimore Ravens are playing the Lions in Detroit, and they're giving the Lions 7.5 points.
Yeah. Detroit's going to need more than 7.5 points. I'm going to take Baltimore Ravens to win. And I'm thinking it's going to be over. What's the total points for that? Was it 45?
Total points is 50.
50. Ooh, that's tough. Well, I'm going to take Baltimore Ravens to win, but I think it's going to be under 50 points because I think Detroit's defense is going to show up. Their offense won't be there, but their defense will be there. And Baltimore will score points, but I don't think they'll have a big shootout. So I'm taking Baltimore and under 50 points.
Baltimore and under. Ravens and under. Okay. Game number 8. New Orleans Saints are playing the Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Saints 3 points.
Well, I'm going to take the Saints plus the 3 points. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 42.
Well, I'm thinking the Saints can score, and they have a good defense. But I don't know about the New England Patriots. I don't know what kind of offense they're going to have because they haven't been playing good. But they may have their defense together. So I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 42.
I'm thinking the Saints for the win, but the total points would be under 42 points.
Saints and under. Next up, game number 9, the Arizona Cardinals are playing the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 7.5 points.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take Arizona Cardinals for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 51.
51 points? For an
Arizona-Jacksonville
game? Well, I'm going to take Arizona for the win, but I don't think they're going to score 51 points between the two of them. No, Jacksonville may score 18 points, and Arizona may score 20. So that's going to be under 40 points. So I'll take Arizona and the under.
All right. Our game for Washington football team is playing Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Washington football team 7.5 points.
Wow, they're giving Washington 7.5 points. That's really unusual. Because Washington just played a great game last week, and they got 2 wins already. And Buffalo lost last week. So I'm going to take the Washington football team on this time around. And what's the total points for the game? If it's 40 or more, I'm going to take Washington and under.
It's 46.
46? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take Washington, and Buffalo may score some points here, huh? Well, wow, Buffalo is pretty good. Washington surprisingly been really good. So, but I'm going to take Washington and the under. I think their defense is going to play good against Buffalo, and Buffalo's offense is not going to be big scorers against Washington. So I'll take Washington and the under.
Washington and under. Game number 11. The New York Jets are playing the Denver Broncos. And they're giving the Jets 10.5 points.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the Denver Broncos all day long. And they can give the Jets 20 points, and Denver's still going to blow them out. So I'm going to take the Broncos and the over.
Right. Total points, 42.
Yeah.
So Broncos.
Yeah. Broncos and over. The Jets may score 20 points, but the Broncos will score 30, 35. So Broncos and the over.
Broncos and over. All right, game 12, Miami Dolphins playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. And they're giving the Dolphins 4.5 points.
Giving the Dolphins 4.5? Well, the Dolphins probably need that 4.5. But the Raiders are undefeated so far in Las Vegas. I don't know about the Raiders. I got to think about this. They're playing the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins have a pretty good team. So where are they playing at?
Las Vegas, Nevada. Their backyard.
They're playing in the new stadium here in Las Vegas. Okay. What's the total points of the game?
Total points is 44.
44, that's a lot of points for the Raiders to score to beat the Dolphins. I'm going to take the Dolphins and the over. That's what I do. I'll take the Dolphins and the over. They're going to beat the Raiders, and they're going to shut the Raiders' undefeated record down. Sorry, Raiders. I don't have no faith in you yet.
Dolphins and over. It is next up, game number 13, Seattle Seahawks playing the Vikings in Minnesota. And Sportsbook is giving the Vikings 1.5 points because they think it's going to be pretty
close. Oh, yeah. Well, they're saying that's a pretty close game. But I'm going to take the Seahawks, Seattle, to win. And I think it's going to be over the total points. What's the total point?
Total points is 55.
Whoa, that's a lot of points. I don't think Minnesota will score a lot of points. Seattle may score about 30 points. So, I don't know. Between Seattle and Minnesota, I don't know if they'll score 50 points. So, I'll take Seattle for the win, and it'll be under 50 points. Yeah.
Seattle and under it is. Game number 14, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing the Rams in L.A. And they're giving the Rams 1.5, so they think that one's going to be pretty easy, pretty even also.
Oh, that's going to be a tough game. Because I would normally pick Tampa Bay, but since they're playing in the Raiders' hometown in L.A., and the Rams got a brand new stadium in L.A., well, Tom Brady, I want to wish you luck, but I'm going to take the Rams in L.A. I'm going to take the Rams at home. So, and what's the total point? I hope it's a lot, because Brady's going to score a lot. 55 points? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Rams, and, well, Brady's going to come with full guns. So, I'm going to take the Rams and the over for the win, because they're going to have to beat Brady bad to get him to lose this game. So I'm going to take the Rams at home for the win, the over.
Rams and over. All right. Next up, game number 15, the Green Bay Packers are playing the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco. And they're giving the Packers 3 points.
Okay, yeah, I think the Packers are going to need more than 3 points. Because San Francisco's on a roll. So I'm going to take the 49ers. And what's the total points? I know it got to be like 50, 55 points.
Actually, it's 50 points. You hit it on the head with your first guess.
50
first
points?
Time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to give the 49ers the win, the over, and it's going to be over 50 points. So I'm taking the 49ers for the win.
49ers and over. And last but not least, next Monday night's game, I believe it's next Monday, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Eagles 3 points.
They're giving the Eagles 3 points. I think the Eagles are going to need those 3 points since they're playing Dallas in Dallas. So I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 52.
Ooh, that's a whole lot of points. I don't think Dallas will score a lot of points. And I don't know if Philadelphia will score a lot of points. So maybe I can say Philadelphia and the under for the win. It'll be definitely under 50 points. So, yeah, I'm going to take Philadelphia for the win. I'm going to take the Eagles to beat the Cowboys because they're in the same division, that sorry division in the East. So I'm going to take Philadelphia to beat Dallas. So I'm going to take Philadelphia and the under for the win.
Philly and under. It is.
Yeah.
And that's it for NFL.
For NFL.
For week number three.
For week number three. All right. Thank you, DJ Papa D. Let's have a good show. Play some music for me and let's get it going. All right.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
New Year's Eve
I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm cheap money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Garage Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story
for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, I got an interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert, I told you about Gregoriesville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out. And I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments. And I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Garden, and that's located on Las Vegas Boulevard and Oakley is the name of the street. The cross street is Oakley, and Las Vegas Boulevard is where Olympic Gardens was. Now, Olympic Gardens, they call that OG because that's the strip club where they had male strippers upstairs on the second floor, and they had female strippers downstairs on the first floor. And they used to have plenty of limousines parking in the parking lot. And they had all kind of people going to the strip club, but I never went. I was across the street hanging out with some other people, and we were doing some other stuff outside on the parking lot and at the bus stop. You know, that's where all the people in my apartment was hanging out because we were doing a lot of stuff, you know. We were smoking and, yeah, just doing some bad stuff. But I ended up moving out of there, and I moved to a house on Vegas Valley Drive and Rancho. I moved into the third house from the corner off of Rancho, and I still paid $300 for my bed, but I ended up in a bedroom by my where I paid $300 for my bed. But I was the only one in my room. So it was real comfortable. And we had to fix our own food. And we had to go shopping and buy our own groceries. I got a little shopping cart, one of those little carts that you see at the grocery store that you can take home with you. The little tiny shopping carts with the wheels on them that you can roll down the street. You see the old ladies with these little carts. They're the ones that roll these little carts up and down the street. So I had gotten one of those shopping carts, and I went shopping. And I went to the corner of Rancho and Vegas Valley Drive, and then I went down Rancho all the way to Washington. And when I got to Washington Boulevard or Washington Avenue, there was this shopping center. So I went in, and they had a grocery store called Save More. Save More was a discount grocery store. So I went in there, and I went shopping. And that's where I went shopping every month because I got my food stamp card. So I had $200 a month to go shopping and buy groceries. I would roll my little basket down the street about 3 miles from Washington back to Vegas Valley Drive, and then I'd turn at the corner and make a left turn and I drove four houses from the corner to my house. So I would go in my house and I'd unload all my groceries and anything perishable I would leave in the kitchen. But anything that was non-perishable, my canned goods, my box goods, my cereal, anything like that, I put in my closet because I had a walk-in closet. I put in my closet, and I just put it on my shelf in my closet. So I had all my food goods on the inside of my closet on my shelf. So anytime I wanted a snack, I would just go into my closet and get some snacks. You know, cup of soup, super noodles, Lipton noodles, or whatever. And if I wanted some perishable items, like some bologna or cheese or eggs, I would go into the refrigerator in the kitchen and fix myself something to eat because I had full realm of everything in the kitchen. So it was like being in my own house. So I loved it very much. So I would go into the living room, and we had a big screen TV in the living room, and we could watch TV. But at 11 o'clock, the houseman would come in and make everybody leave, and you'd have to go to your room. And if you had a TV in your room, you had to put your headphones on and listen to the TV. But if you didn't have a TV in your room, well, you were just in your room doing nothing. So I would come in and I would go to sleep. And I'd get up the next day and I'd get dressed and I would go back down the street. I'd go to Rancho and I'd go down Rancho to Washington and I'd go to the shopping center. And I would buy me a 12-pack of beer, and behind the shopping center was a park. It's called the Renzi Park.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm Just look at me now. Seems like I'm floating on a cloud. Oh, what could this be?
Just keeps on wondering, and you only left me yesterday. I've never been to heaven. Instead, I spent the night with you. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know what to do. What's come over me? What's come over me?
My kids, I'm really gonna miss him, but I just can't understand why he killed himself. And the other two looked at her and said, well, aren't you unhappy that he killed himself over his lunch? And she said, oh, no, don't look at me. He fixed his own lunch. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, and it's time for me to give away that $50 cash prize. So I'm looking for caller number 13. Let's do lucky 13 today. I'm looking for caller number 13 to tell us the name of this song. DJ Papa D's going to play a clip from a song, and we need you to call in and tell us what the name of the song is. And if you call in and you're number 13, you win $50. So, okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. Wow, that's a busy song. There's a lot going on in that song, ladies and gentlemen. But I think if you can recognize from the lyrics that you heard what the name of that song is. So we're going to give you 5 minutes, and we're waiting on caller 13, lucky 13, to call in and identify the name of the song and win $50. So in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play my song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hey.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin, and their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock, and the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good.
I'm a dream money. the pimp's coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, we're waiting on caller 13 to call in and claim the name of the song that we played the clip from. But we haven't gotten the 13th caller yet. So I guess I put the money away until Monday's show, where we'll have a 3 o'clock start time for our Monday show. And fan club, listen in to the show, and we'll see if we have a winner on Monday that will claim this $50. But anyway, DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the song and then play it for us.
Thank you.
Well, the clock on the wall.
Yep, what's up, Las Vegas? Well, and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed today's show. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere, so I got to get out the air chair. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, pray with me. I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-studio engineer. So we'll be back on the air on Monday. All right, let's pray. I'm G Money, and I'll talk to you on Monday. So DJ Papa D, pray the prayer. And let's pray, people.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money.
because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.